You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action. On this edition, you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:30pm with Dave Kellner, Rory Delaghi and Gary Capewell in the studio. A good mix of racing to come on Thursday as well. We've got racing on the flat at Beverley, jumps racing from Perth and Warwick, and into the evening there's action on the turf at Bath, all weather racing on the fibre sand at Southwell, and jumping over an island from Tipperary. So something for everybody this Thursday. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. I'm absolutely in the top class form, thank you very much. Enjoying the sunshine and, well, not looking forward to it, but can't wait for it. AP's farewell.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll start with that, actually. Obviously, he finishes his career at Sandown on Saturday.
Yeah.
Great card in prospect as well, and some real star names, including Sprinter Sacro, I didn't think we'd see again.
I didn't think we'd see again, to be fair. So fingers crossed that he comes back to his very best. And again, it's going to be a sellout there. I mean, we'd love to see AP go out on a winner, but the main thing is he stays in one piece on Saturday and he goes out with all guns blazing.
Yeah, he will be on board Mr. Mole, won't he?
Yeah, again, so. Who's, you know, had his moments in his career, Mr. Mole, but he came good last time out, didn't he?
And the time before.
The time before last, sorry, yeah. But, you know, he's a good ride to finish on, and I'm imagining the Sandown roof will be lifted if AP comes past that post in first place.
Yeah. It won't half, will it? It'd be quite something.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like you. I'm looking forward to seeing it. It'll obviously be a great day. And I'm also a bit sad to see it as well.
Oh, I think everybody is, aren't they? Because, you know, he's an icon. He's something that we've never seen before. Very unlikely to see again. And, you know, initially I thought, oh, AP, you should have put the flight flag up and gone. But what he's done has been brilliant. It's been brilliant for him. So he's received the recognition he deserves. And brilliant for the racing public.
It is. It's been like a farewell tour, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Yeah. Really good. And again, you know, he's not let his fans down, has he? Because he's come good on a number of occasions when the big day arose. Punches down. And again, when he won at Aintree there, you know. So he's gone out on a high at a number of high-profile meetings.
Yeah. He would have been on Jessica, I imagine, at Punchestown, should he not have retired as well. And he's going to take on Hurricane Fly, both of them over 3 miles for the first time.
Yeah, an interesting one, that one. I suppose that they're trying to broaden their options a little bit and seeing if they do stay so that they can maybe try a little bit of a different trip, find life a little bit easier. And again, you know, at this moment in time, the Champion Hurdle group is so strong, isn't it?
It is. And obviously, Willie Mullins is just trying to keep his horses apart, isn't he? He's got that many.
Well, it's not a great thing to have, but what a nice problem to have. A lot of trainers would love to be in that position, wouldn't they?
Wouldn't be too bad, would it?
No, certainly not.
Do you think Hurricane Fly? I think Jessica will stay because he stays really well over 2.5. What do you make of Hurricane Fly over 3?
I would only think that his style of racing would give him the opportunity to stay, if you know what I mean. He, you know, he's a bit older, he's a bit wiser, a bit maturer. So I think if he's ever going to stay, it's going to be around about now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say that he's not going to happen anyway.
Okay, well, we've seen so many good battles between those two over shorter. It'll be interesting to see how they get on over that extended trip. Anything else caught your eye in the news, Pimmy? New flat season started. We've had a few trials, and it has.
Has it started? I thought it hadn't started yet.
It has. Well, the Jockeys' Championship hasn't started, but the season has.
Ah, right, that's what I'm getting mixed up with, yeah. Oh, it's been some fantastic stuff already, hasn't it? And some mouth-watering stuff coming up over the next few days as well. So, it's all kicking off, and again, I shan't be there, but I wouldn't mind being there. Weatherby on Sunday.
Yeah,
they've got some fantastic entries. And I'm sure the course will be looking stunning. And I think it's a real interesting one. I think they've got 4 meetings this year. Can't understand that they've got none for next season as of yet.
But I think it was kind of suck it and see, wasn't it, this year?
But whether because they're part of the Catterick and Redcar group, they may take some off them, I suppose. But, yeah, I think it'll be a success, to be honest.
Well, it's looking that way, isn't it? Good prize money, good fields.
Yeah.
Should be a good day if the weather stays like this. It'll be a great day.
If it's nice like this, it'd be spot on. They couldn't have asked for better.
No. So are you for it then, weather be changing?
Well,
flat as well,
I think we've got to move with the times. I mean, for me, Wetherby's not the track it was in National Hunt terms as far as a Grade 1 track, with some of the paltry prize money they offer for some of the, what we used to call the big races, the Castleford, you know, the Bobby Renton and those sort of things, Charlie Hall. They're nothing as with the same kudos as they were back in the 80s, 90s. But I think, yeah, they've got to move on, and I think it will be a good thing for Wetherby to have flat racing.
Okay. You went to Aintree as well for the national meeting?
Yeah, just had one day. Absolutely stunning. The racing was out of the top draw. The crowd was in great form. It was just a beautiful day. And again, as so often helps, the weather was lovely.
Yeah. Good. Any classic fancies at the moment?
No, I'm not going to burden you with my forethoughts on that just yet.
Okay. All right, well, let's move on. Let's get Pimmy's thoughts for the action coming up a little bit more immediately. We've got four races to look at on Thursday, and we'll get Pimmy's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
All right, we're going to look at the action at several meetings, as I mentioned. We've got some racing at Warwick that we're going to look at. We're going to look at day two of the Perth Festival, and a bit of action at Beverley as well. So a nice mixture of both flat and jumps action. The 210 at Warwick is where we start. This is a Class 3 handicap chase. It's over 3 miles and 5 furlongs. A field of 7 here, Pimmy, and not too many of them in good nick at the moment, really.
Oh, gosh, very, very difficult to find positives about many of these. I just feel sorry for number 5, if you say so, to be perfectly honest, because he's the odd one out here. You know that, don't you?
Why is that?
Because Herdsman, Pieces, American Spin, Visor, all the King's Horses, Pieces and Tongue Tie. Tongue Tie for High Ron, Pieces for Cruising Bay, Pieces for Shet de Cadran. So he's just going to be a little bit left out of it with no headgear, isn't he?
I know. We'll have to get him some novelty glasses and a cigar or something.
Could have got him some of those crabby sunglasses that you got at the National, couldn't you? Yeah. Put a pair of them on him. But no, tells its own story. I think I'm going to go with all the King's Horses here. He was running really well last time out, Tull and Seat in 4 out. And for me, prior to that, his form was pretty rock solid as well. As you say, not many come into the race in good form. Cruising Bay, admittedly, was a winner last time out at Chepstow. Raced off a mark of 98 there, £4 higher. His confidence will have been buoyed by that success, that's for sure. So you'd see him putting up a good performance tomorrow. And again, gets the leg up is Sean Bowen, who's just about in the lead, I think, for the conditional jockey's title, which concludes on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So he'll be all out to try and get another winner to keep old Nico de Bonville at bay.
So is that your selection? Or did you say you were going to go for the Hobbs runner?
Yeah, all the King's Horses for me.
All the King's Horses. Yeah, Philip Hobbs is a good season as well, still in good form, isn't he? 98 winners for the season as we record this. So
Hobbs has.
Yeah,
well, he's had a great year, yeah. All the King's Horses and who? All the King's Men couldn't put Humpty together again. Do you remember that?
I do, yeah.
Happy days, weren't they?
There you go.
Yeah.
The 320 at Perth is next. This one is a Class 3 handicap hurdle. It's over the extended 2.5 miles. We've got a nice field of 10 here, Pimmy, and it's probably going to be 72-4 on the field.
Yeah, it looks like there's an open betting market here for anybody who's fancying a little bit of an each-way slant on this. Again, similar sort of thoughts to this race as we had the previous one, that there's not many coming into the back of this on a good run. Shamit Boy was a faller last time out. That was at Cheltenham in a Grade 3, so obviously steps down a fair bit in grade tomorrow afternoon. And young Matthew Hampton takes a valuable 7 off his back. Has won off 133 in the Bast, races off 140 tomorrow, so he has got a fair bit to do. Tanako Emery, he was a winner last time out. That was not a bad success at Foss last. But again, for me, will need to up his game if he's going to take a hand in the finish tomorrow. Foxtail Hill, slightly disappointed when third last time out, but there could be a bit more to come from him. Doyley Carty's been disappointing. Tom's Article, disappointed last time out, having won at Navan prior to that. He could be interesting. Gordon Elliott, I think, taking 7 over to Perth for the festival. And then below that, I thought the rest of those are going to struggle. So, not very original, I'm afraid, again, but I'm going to take a chance with the Twist and Davis combination in the shape of Foxtail Hill.
Foxtail Hill for Pimmy then in the 3.20 at Perth. Bit of flat action next in the 3.30 at Beverley. This is a Class 4 handicap over the extended mile and a half. It's for 4-year-olds and older, a field of 8 here, Pimmy, and it's one of those tricky races at the start of the season where you've got race fit horses against those making the reappearances and none really in flying form. So how do you play it?
Yeah, well, we've got last year's winner, Arizona John. He's a 10-year-old now. He won this race of a mark of 76 last year, £3 lower this year, 73. Course and distance form often does help at Beverley, that stiff finish. So he's certainly an interesting one, and although he's had 142 days off, could certainly see him being a player. Full day's been fairly consistent, and I thought ran well enough last time out at Chester behind Spectator. Thought that was okay. But the one I'm going to go for here is Leaderine from the Mark Johnson yard. She disappointed last time out in a Phillies handicap at Newmarket, but the way she ran in that race took a keen hold and was never really settling. She ran as if she was a little bit over the top. Prior to that, she'd been in good form. She'd won off marks of 68, 72, now races of 76. But I think she can be a major player tomorrow afternoon.
Leader in for Pimmy then in the 3:30 at Beverley. And we finish with the 4:20 at Perth, a Class 2 handicap chase for the Kilmainey Challenge Cup. It's over 2.5 miles, 5-year-olds and older in the lineup here. A field of 7, Pimmy, including last year's winner Majala.
Yeah, Majala takes his chance again this year. He's done absolutely nothing, to be fair, in the 3 runs since we last saw him here. Whether he's lost the plot or what, I'm not really sure, or whether he's just waiting to come back for the spring sunshine at Perth. £5 higher than when he was last year, so he's got it all to do again a little bit. Creevy Tennant, he comes into the race in good form. He was a good winner at Ascot last time out. Again, has to race off an £8 higher mark than what he won off there, but he was a good performance, I thought, by this fella at Ascot. And the other horse that's had difficulty of late is Witness in Court. He unseated at Aintree last time out behind Rajani Express when he's a 50-1 shot. So again, he's on a little bit of a confidence boosting mission. Indian Voyage and Aldo both run over hurdles last time, that back over the larger obstacles. And Quito de Trezor disappointed when he pulled up last time out. So again, it's a race where we're just hoping that some of them can bounce back with a bit of spring sunshine in the air. But I'm going to side with last time out winner Creevy Tennant.
Creevy Tennant for Pimmy there then. Let's have a quick summary, if you wouldn't mind, Pimmers, if you'll spin us through your selections for Thursday one more time.
Yeah, we're going to start with the 2:10 at Warwick. It's a 3-mile-5 handicap chase, and the selection there is going to be All the King's Horses for Philip Hobbs and James Best. We then head up to Perth for a very competitive handicap hurdle, and the selection there is going to be Foxtail Hill. On the flat at Beverley, post time of 3:30 for this mile-and-a-half handicap, and the selection there is Leaderine. And finally, the 4:20 at Perth, a handicap chase for the Kilmainey Challenge Cup, and the selection there is Creevy Tennant.
Fantastic. Good work, Pimmy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Thursday.
Looking forward to it.
There you go, the thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Thursday's racing. Then you'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:30 p.m. with Dave Kellner, Rory Delaghi and Gary Capewell in the studio. A good mixture of racing, as we mentioned. Beverley is the flat meeting in the afternoon with Perth and Warwick over jumps. Into the evening we have Bath on the flat, Southwell on the fibre sand, and jumping over an island from Tipperary. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.